brother workers, commissioners, scoutmasters, and cubmasters, I have been thinking of your work lately, and I have come to the conclusion that you are building better than possibly you know, or at any rate, better than you knew when you first took your place in what is now a great brotherhood of service. It is a fine show, and it is growing in importance as it widens its influence day by day. But I notice that as the public realize more and more its aims and possibilities, so more and more they expect to see really effective results on the boys. They judge the movement by this. Thus, a responsibility rests on the scoutmaster, greater than was formerly the case, for giving the right application of our methods to his boys. To ensure this, the first essential is that scoutmasters themselves, as well as their commissioners, should have thoroughly grasped the ideals we aim for, the reasons for the various steps in the training, and the meaning that underlies them. To this end, the opening of our Gilwell Park Training School is, to my mind, the most important step that has occurred in the history of the movement since its inauguration. I venture to hope that every commissioner, scoutmaster, and cubmaster who is unable to attend the Gilwell Park course himself will take steps to gain the latest particulars by availing himself of the help now open to him through instructors who have been through that training. In addition to what I have said in aids to scoutmastership, I should like to emphasize the importance of developing in the boys these two qualities, patience and self-elimination. I have seen in my time more careers wrecked through want of patience than through drink, gambling, or any other vice. By self-elimination, I mean that selfless service for others of which you yourselves are giving so pregnant a personal example. You are doing a big thing for God, for your country, and your kind, and I warmly wish you all further success.